You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Randy Joy Epstein, founder and CEO of Randy Joy & Company, a New York City business consulting company. Ms. Epstein is a professional speaker and the shoulder CEO and entrepreneurs lean on to solve their pressing business issues. Randy, a privilege to have you here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for inviting me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what is the secret to growing a company? I know the world wants to hear your perspective on that.
I believe the secret of a successful company is creating a strong foundation in a company where the company's vision, values, and purpose are aligned with all parties involved with the business. It's kind of like having somebody put one brick at a time to build a house, or having every person who touches the business know that they're building a great big house. If every single person who's part of your company feels like they're building something truly great, then they will do just that, help you build a great company.
How do you grow a company fast, at rapid speed?
Very good question, Eric. The goal for growing a company fast is to really think through the entire business before you start. I've had many business owners who kind of just started being opportunistic and started building a business and learning as they went, which is how most businesses are built. However, when you have a business owner who says, no, I want to get it right, I really want to think it through, so before I put a dollar, before I do anything with my business, I want it to be very well thought out. And they spend the time thinking it through, creating the operating manuals and the business plan, and really creating a viable business before day one. It's crucial because they're thinking it through all the problems that arise. So myself and my clients use a formula. And the secret formula to growing a company fast is CPR. Very simple. CPR, just like you resuscitate a person, you resuscitate a business. You have to have C. You have to clarify the vision, have your vision so clear that you can see it, that you can draw it, that you can communicate it to every employee, every investor, every customer, everybody who touches your business knows what it is that you are doing and where you're going. Think Walmart. 50 years ago when it was first being built, it was based on one premise. Walmart was built on the lowest cost at all times. And many years later, even after the founder is no longer with us, that company is still based on that premise. Whether you like Walmart or not, it still was very true to their vision and the value that they were built upon. P in the CPR is persistence. Being persistent so that when roadblocks come up as you're building your business, and they always come up, you see them as such. You see them as a roadblock, and you persist. The first question I ask an entrepreneur before they hire my company to work with them and create a really great company is, do you intend to follow through with this no matter what? Are you 100% committed to your business? If you're 100% committed to your business and you're persistent, then when those roadblocks come up, you're not going to decide, oh, I think I should close shop. You're going to think of a way and push through mentally to figure out how to get through that roadblock, so that you persist and build a great company. That's the P in CPR. Now, the R in CPR is what I spend most of my time doing, and that is choosing the right strategy for a company to grow. So if you have a very clear vision, and you've committed to that vision, and you're 100% committed, the next step is choosing the right strategy to actually chart out how you are going to build your dream vision for your company. And this happens whether my clients are starting out or they've been in business for 50 years. It actually doesn't make a difference. I've had clients who have a vision and they haven't put a dime or an effort into it, and I've had clients who are Fortune 50 companies. It actually doesn't make a difference on what part of your stage of your company you are at. What matters if you are willing to work through those three steps. So if you're willing to take the time to sit down and think of where you want to take your business, what's the vision, where it is that you're going, what does it look like when it's all done, and are 100% committed to it and are willing to sit down and think through the right strategy, then I can take that company anywhere. Because with my resources and in my consulting company, we have the tools to figure out the best strategy to get you to point B from where you are. And as new roadblocks and new visions pop up as your company morphs and grows, that's when you repeat that cycle over and over again. Because every company goes through different growth spurts and different growth stages. I recently had a client that was in business for about 50 years, and they hired us because they wanted to grow. And within 6 months, we had figured out what their strengths and weaknesses are and what the right strategy for their growth. Within 6 months, they made four major strategic planning initiatives, and they doubled their size of their employees because they had committed to grow their company. They moved, and they merged with another company. So when you're hyper-focused on figuring out what the right strategy is and willingness to grow, that's when miracles start to happen because you're focused on just that.
Great, great story. Now, what is the best way for a company to add value?
Another great question. The best way for a company to add value is to sit, which most companies don't do, and figure out what the best resource they have that their customers want. Most companies are in business of providing services and products for their customers. And a typical company will just keep churning, creating new products, creating new services to serve their company, their customers. When you figure out what your clients truly value, if I'm giving a speech to 50 entrepreneurs and we go around the room and we say, what do your customers really value? If you give them what they value, they will keep coming back to you over and over again, and price is not an issue anymore because you're giving them exactly what they want. The best way to figure that out is to take a moment and sit and think, talk to your employees and your customers and figure out what that value point is. Because when you unlock what it is, and this is something we spend a lot of time with our clients figuring out, your company can go anywhere because customers will follow you wherever you go. You'll end up with a loyal backing that whatever product you put out, whatever service you put out, they're going to want to buy. It's called sticky customers. Think Apple. Apple puts out a new iPad, drove the people want to be the first to get it. It's because they figured out exactly what their customers want, and they make sure each product is hitting that point. That's the goal for most companies. You want sticky customers that will come to you because their values and your values are aligned, and you're giving them exactly what they want.
Today we are joined by Randy Joy Epstein, founder and CEO of Randy Joy and Company, a New York City business consulting company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Randy, how important is money to growing a business, and can you do things for less?
I'm in New York, and there's a lot of companies here that seek to raise money for their businesses. A lot of venture capitals are here. A lot of financial companies, the center of the world finance-wise, is in New York. I've had many people come to me and say, give me $1 million, I can create an unbelievable company. I turn that question around and I say, well, what can you create without that $1 million? I've had companies come to me that had raised $2 million in investment capital. And they got a great product and they went to market and there was no market for their product. I recently wrote an article for an international magazine titled Good Ideas Count More for Money. And there I interviewed four companies that did just that. There was one company, Dove, that figured out a creative idea for publicity for their product. With less than $200,000 of investment, they actually figured out a way to produce $100 million of good publicity for their business. They hired a company to create a new viral YouTube video, which gave them many, many times their investment. It wasn't the money that produced that YouTube video. It's actually sitting down and thinking of what the right idea is to get the idea across. The video was very interesting. It was just about how how the perception of women on the billboards is not exactly true, and what somebody goes through in that scenario. That one creative idea launched them $100 million in free publicity. It wasn't $100 million they paid for. The same thing is true for your business. If you can unlock the true value you're giving your customers, if you can unlock what the right strategy is to get to your dream vision, if you can unlock the secret to help you grow and move faster, it's not money that's going to get you there. It's the CPR. It's the clear vision of where you want to go, the persistence, and the right strategy. With those three things, you can go anywhere. So money is important because it provides backing for you to grow. Growth does require money. But it's really the brain work of figuring it out and sitting down and thinking where you want to go and the commitment to it, which is 10 times more important than money. The real estate company I mentioned before that had been in business for 50 years had money, but they didn't know where they wanted to take the company. And it really took sitting down and doing consulting work and figuring out what the best strategy is for them to move forward before they can unlock where to even put the money. So it's really the brain work and the ideas which are more important than money. And the money will follow. If you have a business that's positive revenue, that's making money, that's growing, it will attract investors versus going out and looking for investors. And again, you always want to make sure, just like we spoke about the secret to growing your business, that everybody who touches your business is aligned with visions, values, and purpose. There are so many stories where people took on investors, but the investors' values were not aligned with theirs. The vision for the company wasn't aligned. But when your company is aligned with vision, values, and purpose, with everybody who touches your business, you can take your business anywhere.
Well, Randy, can you share with us some of those secrets that you've learned along the way from working with some of your clients, if you don't mind? I know they're secrets, though, right?
Absolutely. I've been blessed to really be around clients and seen their growth and see the changes. And it's really those clients who sit down and reflect and think through where they want to go. I have a lot of serial entrepreneurs as clients. And they've been there before, and they hire me because they want to get there faster. They want to get there better. And really, that is the secret to growth. That is the secret to growing your business. When you open up your company and yourself to take on new information and learn, that's when change happens. And when the CEO, the founder of the company, starts to grow and change, then everybody who touches that company does as well. Because the reality is, the CEO of a company, you're not only influencing yourself, you're influencing every employee's family, and every customer. So it's pretty powerful to be at the top. And the secret that I've seen for success at the top is really the openness and the ability to learn and grow. And what I'm seeing now in the economy, there's a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs that are waiting for the economy to get better. They're just kind of waiting. But as CEO, as an entrepreneur, your job is not to wait. Your job is to lead. And that's where CPR comes in, really always looking for a new vision and a new commitment to take the business a new place. So as leaders of your company, I encourage you to always be looking for the new vision and to lead instead of waiting.
Randy, where can our listeners be in contact with you online and also to be informed how you can better help them?
Eric, thank you. I can be reached for randyjoy.com. Randyjoy.com is randyjoy.com. And I'm also can be reached at happybusinessowner.com. And on that website, there are tips that you can sign up for to do just what we spoke about today, which is actualizing your vision. It's a 10-step process that you can sign up to help you actualize the vision where you want to take your companies. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it's kind of lonely to be doing it yourself and be leading a whole company. And this is a way I've created a community for entrepreneurs to really engage with each other and learn and constantly get new knowledge to implement on their website.
Very, very nice. Now, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds, also customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Figure out the vision of where you want to get to. What does it look like when it's all done? Sit with it. And when the time's right, you'll know that it's time to start. But with that vision, share it with everybody you know. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Share it with your business colleagues. Put it out there. Because when you start vocalizing and sharing your vision, things start to happen.
She is Randy Joy Epstein, founder and CEO of Randy Joy & Company, a New York City business consulting company. Ms. Epstein is a professional speaker and the shoulder CEOs and entrepreneurs lean on to solve their pressing business issues. And the website of reference, once again, is randyjoy.com. Randy, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.